Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That was Rachel Nichols talking about the NFL trade deadline and these reports that we've seen in various places that Amy Adams Strunk down in Tennessee did not want to do business with the Patriots because of the way things ended with Mike Vrabel. If we all go back, Fitzy, we recall that he was in town during his bye week for the Hall of Fame ceremony, and that seemingly may have rankled the Tennessee people when he said, "We have a game to win," to the crowd, and then talked about how it's special here, it's not like this everywhere. And people are like, "Aren't you the active head coach at another place where you could help make it like this?" But he was subsequently fired. Do you, first of all, do you buy this aspect, this rumor? We're going to get into it because there's some now conflicting reports out there, but do you think there is a chance that the Tennessee Titans would not do business?
A chance, yes, given the high level of Kyle pettiness that there was between the Titans organization and Mike Vrabel, most of it coming one way from Amy Adams Strunk in her front office, who felt not only embarrassed when he came up to accept his red jacket on Mike Vrabel weekend a couple years ago, but also that when he left or was, surreptitiously dismissed, that he took so much of the front office, the establishment, and those guys with him. Now, here's the thing. Pardon me. Obviously, as opposed to feeling intense loyalty to the Titans organization, so many of those coaches, coordinators, trainers, and beyond felt loyalty and love to Mike Vrabel, so they wanted to go and be wherever he ultimately went. Why in the world an organization like the Titans that is so bereft of NFL-caliber talent and that needs so much in the next draft and the draft after that, not to mention a couple of free agencies, wouldn't want to do business with the Patriots, a team that's like, "Hi, here, I have all these draft picks. I've got fours and fives and sixes. We'll take your players and their salaries off your hands, and we'll help you restart your organization and look for a better tomorrow." I have the hardest time believing that she would get in the way of her organization's development just over a grudge.
Yeah, it's sad, but I think it's believable. I mean, we've seen enough of it. I mean, we use Bill Belichick as the example, banning Patriots from his campus, right, at UNC. Like, their personal supersedes business at times in football. We have examples very obvious of that fact. And I think you're right. Like, you already, like, the embarrassment's already there. You fired him, you hired somebody else, you've already had to fire that person. He's winning in New England. Oh, not only is he winning in New England, he's beating you. Like,
I forgot they fired Cam.
Yeah.
There's been so much going on with Vrabel and the Pats and the winning streak and Drake May MVP candidacy. I forget that we played them a few weeks ago, and before that they fired their, oh my God.
And is there
a mess?
Like, do people going to care anymore or laugh anymore if you trade them Tony Pollard or Hooker or whoever? I wouldn't trade him Jeffrey Simmons because that could be bad because he could, like, do some serious damage. But a aging veteran backup running back or an extra safety, I just take the picks. I'm with you. You're in rebuild mode. You need to help Cam Ward and try to figure out where you're going as an organization. Take the picks you could have gotten. We'll get to the second half of this story in a minute, but I want to work in some phone calls here. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Josh in Charlotte, the home of Drake May. What's up, Josh?
How's it going?
Well, great.
Hey.
Josh, you're on the air.
So I have a couple questions about this upcoming Sunday game.
Okay.
So I've been watching New England since I was a little kid. Basically, whenever Tom Brady got drafted to New England in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
On Sunday, I know Tampa's got probably the better, one of the best rookies wide receivers, Abuka. How do you think New England is going to basically defend Abuka and Baker Mayfield on the offense, or Vita Vey in the defense? You know, since they got like 2, 3, or 4 sacks per game.
Thanks for the call, Josh.
That was a long question. Just can you shorten it down for me?
Wow, Mike's in such a mood this week. He's criticizing our callers. He's not just going at the media.
That's my favorite. Honestly, of all the different things he has said on the Greg Hill Show, let alone when busting Curtis's chops, that is my absolute favorite.
Josh, we'll answer your question. It was a little slow developing. That was like those, remember those plays early in the year, Fitzy, we didn't like from Josh?
The fake, the this, the that,
and you're like, Drake, get rid of the damn ball. This is taking way too long.
The triple fake, reverse, double halfback option. Just throw the damn ball.
But we appreciate the call, Josh. The first one I'll say is, I would assume Christian Gonzalez, you get very much acquainted with Abuka. Like that.
Or
that
do
is...
you do the Belichick? Do you bracket him and say, I'm not letting your best player on offense do squat zilch nada against us? And then you put, basically, then you have Gonzo on receiver number two. It could be Sterling Shepard or somebody else. There's just two schools of thought.
No, I would go with the number one corner versus their number one receiver right now, who is their number one receiver, Abuka, the young guy, because I think he'll take him away. I also think it's good for him to start building some of those matchups that you might want to turn to as the games get more important, as Drake May pointed out, later in the year, maybe in the playoffs. Let's get Christian Gonzalez at the top of his game dealing with elite receivers. Let's not have any of those games where we're like, hey, how did Abuka get matched up with Marcus Jones? Or how did Abuka get out there on Davis? And why isn't Carlton Davis worth $20 million a year? No. Let's not do that. Let's let your number one take out their number one and see what happens. And yes, their defensive front, I think the second part of the question, they have a good defensive front. I think they have 8 guys with 2 or more sacks. Mm-hmm. So they don't have any like Myles Garrett, some guy that's got 12 sacks, but they spread it around. Some of that, I think, is what you said earlier, Todd Bowles, a veteran head coach, defensive mind, scheming things up. Some of it's some big guys like Vita Vea and those guys. Reddick, we'll see.
That guy is a house. You got Hassan Reddick, the Yabby guy. Like even old man Lavonte David still plays like at an insanely high level. He and Bobby Wagner are two just ageless wonders in the middle of defenses. God bless them.
Before we get back to the phone line, 617-779-7937, got to pay off the promise. The second part of the nobody will trade with the Patriots, especially Tennessee, because Amy Strunk Adams is mad. Phil Perry in his mailbag actually kind of poo-pooed that.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody, not even going to say the name, said, why are there no moves? He replied, hey, Johnny. Just to add to that previous answer, I've been told the Patriots and Titans spent time discussing potential deals leading up to the deadline. Tennessee was, in fact, willing to negotiate with New England despite the franchise's history with Vrabel. Just couldn't get anything done. So this fun little story we've had that there was something personal going on. Phil Perry, who I think we all have a lot of faith in his sources and his reporting and his knowledge.
Even when he's wrong, he's no pain in the posterior.
Correct. So Phil Perry says the Titans were willing to engage with the Patriots in negotiations. They just couldn't get a deal done. Basically what Vrabel said yesterday, right? It takes two to tango kind of story. You got to get deals done. You didn't get deals
done.
Someone's
pregnant or not.
Partially pregnant, false pregnancy test, get another EPT.
Okay, so here's the whole thing. Yeah, I don't care who peed on a stick. The most important thing here is that I think we're all overlooking kind of like the same way things went in the AFC East. Like the Dolphins and the Jets are rather hesitant to make a deal, anything resembling sweetheartish, to help the Patriots dominate them again, because they just went through 2 decades of absolute hell with Brady and Belichick. So they're going to raise the price. Got to blow me away for me to send you a Breece Hall or a Jalen Waddle or Minka Fitzpatrick. Maybe the Titans thought the same, like, okay, we'll do business with you, but there's going to be a Vrabel tax. You were a pain in the ass on the way out. You took a lot of the coaches and coordinators and people we liked or thought we'd want to hold on to. Fine. You want this guy. For other teams, he's a fifth. For you, he's a fourth.
But in the end, they didn't trade those guys. So who loses? They lose the assets, right?
Goodbye nose to spite face.
Correct. And we don't have more picks next spring to try to jumpstart a rebuild. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Lowell for our buddy Joe. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys.
How's it going,
buddy? So this just kind of, it just kind of puts it more in my thought that all along this was the plan, and Jerod Mayo was the sacrificial lamb from the get-go. I mean, think about it. Yeah, that's the ticket. We were on a trip to Jerusalem, and Jerod really impressed me with the way he took the people around town. Yeah, that's the ticket. I mean, come on. I mean, they couldn't bring Mike Vrabel in last year because they couldn't, but they wanted to.
All right, thanks for the call, Joe. That's a nice revisionist spin, I guess I'll call it. I don't believe that to be the case, Fitzy. I think that Robert Kraft fell in love with what Jerod Mayo was as a man and a leader.
100%.
Thought he was the next coach, made him the next coach, and even was invested in the idea that there might be some bumps along the way. And then it just got too bumpy, and it was too much of a absolute you-know-what show down there in Foxborough, and he had to pull the ripcord. But I don't think this was any cleanser or something to just, you know, have a pause year and then bring in Vrabel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul, and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores, or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
The next year, I don't believe that to be true.
There's a 0%. There's a greater chance I'll be the field goal kicker for the New England. I'll be kicking field goals in Foxborough sometime soon than there is that Jerod Mayo was always hired as a stopgap coach until they could get free. You could have had him last year. You let him go to Cleveland to be a defensive assistant, where he hung around Stefanski and Schwartz, as opposed to bringing him in and getting this process underway. Hell, you could have gone 13-4 last year or 12-5. Look where they'd be now. That said, that's what has made the 7-2 start to the season so extra sweet for Pats fans, because it has erased and taken out the miserable taste in their mouths that was the Mayo experience.
Let's go down to the little angry state of Rhode Island to talk to Martin. What's up, Martin?
Hello, my friends. It's Martin. I'm Fitzy's Free Jacks friend.
Hello,
I wanted to share. Nice to hear you on the radio. This weekend is Boston College Red Bandana game, and I always like to share at this time of year. My mom was Wells Crowther's high school science teacher, and she always told him he was going to do something great. And they kept in touch with Christmas cards for years. And he was working in the financial industry, but he was a volunteer fireman in Nyack, New York, at his home.
Yep.
And that day of 9/11, he was credited with leading 13 or 14 people down to safety and kept returning upstairs and was found in a stairwell with six other firemen. So he became a fireman that day. A little hard for me to say this. I get choked up. But my mom told him he was going to do something great one day.
Well, Martin, he obviously did, and we appreciate the phone call to bring this to our attention, because I wasn't aware that the red bandana game was this week for Boston College and Wells Crowther.
I think we sort of got lost, honestly, Andy, in the fact that BC has had a rough season. Bill O'Brien sort of like making or taking headlines earlier this week by, you know, blowing off, by going back to the teapot.
Yep.
And, you know, howling at that reporter as well. But no, that's something that needs to be remembered, that needs to be celebrated, because selflessness and sacrifice and heroism like that doesn't grow on trees.
Absolutely. And it's a great environment for the campus and the students and the memory of Wells Crowther. And they have the special uniforms with the red bandana, I'm assuming, again, in the numbers that they generally wear for this game. And a lot of times they give out
jerseys.
Bandana.
Are super
awesome.
Cool, too, Andy.
They're so cool. So it's a special event. As you said, it's kind of lost in the disappointment of the season and the record and everything that's been going on with Billy O and SMU coming to town, I believe. Like, there's a lot going on there, but we shouldn't.
What's up, Trevor?
We shouldn't miss it. Yes, that was popular this week. I don't know, Fitzy, did you see Justin Simmons, the former BC safety, retweeted that and kind of supported Bill O'Brien?
Good.
Was like, I get, and then he said, but I could do without the personal shots at the reporter. So he kind of called the coach out a little bit too. It was an interesting take from an alum of BC and the Eagles. So.
I bet you if you were on your second pint with Billy O'Brien, he'd probably be like, look, I don't want to make the guy feel bad. I was just having a moment, but you know how I do.
Yeah, we all know, and we all snap. We all have breaking points, and that was for that day. That was him. He had another one this week where he was snapping at somebody about SMU and a bowl game that he wasn't here for, and he's like, I got here in February. That game took place in December, so I wasn't here for that game because I didn't get here till February, because that's how calendars work. He didn't say that. I added that at the end, but he's been a little bit on edge, safe to say, over at the Heights, and it's understandable. It is what it is. Coming up next here, Fitzy, we got to talk about the Boston Celtics. Are they on edge? Are they on the edge of turning things around? Or did they just play a crappy basketball team from Washington last night? JB with a historic night for the Celtics. We'll talk about that next here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.